on our website. Okay, Paige Crawford with the City of Faro.
Yes, yes. You know, before we get to Mardi Gras, obviously, we've got some things going on next week, which I know y'all have talked a little bit about, but Mayor Sullivan will have her State of the City address next Thursday night. That's February the 10th at the Faro Civic Center. We are going to do that expo style. So we invite everybody to come out, kids, adults. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. We'll have all the city departments represented there. So if you've got questions for them and you want a casual environment to kind of touch on that or ask things, learn about city services, we'll be doing all that.
I think each department kind of makes it a competition now to see who can have the coolest exhibit.
That's right. Yeah, they have a lot of fun with it.
And so we encourage families and kids, because I think it's good for the kids to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And we'll have the fire department there. I'm sure they'll bring one of their fun trucks out, and police department always has the canine dogs, and we have a lot of things that the kids could also come out for.
So. Some refreshments as well.
Yes, we'll have a light dinner. We're going to do probably some Kaneka dogs and kind of have maybe some fun little Mardi Gras flares, since Mardi Gras will be the week following, so we'll have some moon pies and stuff, fun takeaways for everybody.
It's 5:30 to 7:30, so it's a drop-in, but if you want to hear the mayor's address, that's at
6 p.m.,
and that's on the 10th.
Correct. That'll be next Thursday night.
Okay, so. I was looking to see what day of the week that is. Okay, a week from tonight.
So, yeah, and then that Saturday we'll have our Arbor Day celebration, which is a great little time for everybody to come out Saturday at Coastal Alabama Community College. We've got tree seedling giveaways and fruit tree giveaways. We'll be doing our beautification awards, and it's a nice little ceremony there at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 12th.
Okay.
And now I noticed the City of Daphne, for their Arbor Day, is asking for ID to be a resident of Daphne. To the demand. Are y'all doing that?
We've never required ID. Okay. So we do have quite a bit of seedlings, and we usually, normally we don't ever run out.
Okay.
So I think we have about 1,000 to give away, and you can find all of those different species we've been posting on our website and also on Facebook if you want to kind of look out and see which ones you kind of want to specifically come for. So.
That's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, the 12th, and that's on the Bancroft side, starting at 10 a.m., because behind there, where the amphitheater is, which is not a city event, will be the Ecumenical Ministries Chili
Cook-Off. That's right.
At 11:30.
So you can stick around for that.
That's right. There's space for both to happen.
That's
okay.
Right.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
So chili and trees. There we go.
There we go. But yeah, so, and then we'll roll into Mardi Gras. So we're excited. The Mutts will kick off the Mardi Gras here in Fairhope, 3 p.m. on February the 19th. We will be shutting the streets down at 2 o'clock that afternoon, and they will remain closed, until after the Knights of Echo Rouge parade.
The Haven parade is a smaller route than the nighttime parades are.
Correct, yeah. They only do like a rectangular block starting at Morphy over there next to the Methodist Church.
Okay. Or at the park. They kind of start at the community park and then
Fairhope Community Park. So, yeah, that'll be great. And we're excited to have them kick off Mardi Gras here in Fairhope, since it's been, a couple years since we've celebrated the season.
That's
so
right.
We're excited and, just want to remind folks, places to park, obviously look where there's, parking restrictions and signs posted. There are going to be some and very limited handicap parking areas over by the Fairhope Public Library. So, plan to come early if you do want to, utilize that. And obviously, the Fairhope Elementary School is a great place to park. I know there are some paid parking lots like the Fairhope Methodist Church that people can utilize. But yeah, we're excited. I'm anticipating a large crowd.
And if I'm not mistaken, due to the fact that the parade route is going to affect the entrances to the Fairhope Public Parking Garage, you'll need to get in there before 5, right?
Correct. And then you won't be able to leave that until, the streets are open back up again.
Okay.
Correct. So, yes, you will still be able to park in there, but it will have to be before 5 p.m.
Okay.
That's right.
And what about our night parade schedules?
Oh yeah, we've got of course the Knights of Eco Rouge Saturday the 19th, 6:45. Then we roll into the Maids of Jubilee on the 25th of February.
Is that the one the Clydesdales are supposed to be at?
They are going to be there.
How exciting!
I believe there and two other parades in Mobile. Uh-huh, so this uh-huh. will be the only time on the Eastern Shore I think you can catch the Clydesdales. And then the Order of Mystic Magnolias will be of course that Monday, February the 28th at 6:45.
So okay.
Should be a good time.
Absolutely. And I understand the mayor has told us that the Church Street infrastructure project will be paused. There'll be some, even if it's temporary paving, and the parade route will remain the same.
Correct. Yes, they are going to do, they're going to button up this project for pretty much the whole, you know, end of February and month of March, just because we've got so many large events coming up and a lot of folks in downtown. So they are going to secure that that site. They are going to put down some kind of asphalt or gravel so that the parade will stay the same route.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we'll roll into arts and crafts after that. And then I believe construction and progress will pick up after arts and crafts.
Right. Okay. And the Arts and Crafts Festival, March 18th, 19th, and 20th, always the third weekend in March.
That's right. So right around the corner, 70th anniversary for that.
Oh my goodness, 70 years.
Yes, which is wild to see. But yeah, they'll be doing actually this weekend downtown, they're doing their artist reveal at M&F Casuals at First Friday Art Walk this Friday night.
Okay.
So if y'all want to come out downtown and catch that, they will be revealing their artwork for this 70th anniversary.
So give us a little review. First Friday Art Walk is a voluntary participatory event. Any business that wants to participate, the city just provides what, a little more public safety? And is Delamar still closed for that?
It is. Okay. We do, you know, we've got so much pedestrian traffic over that way that we do close off that street. But yeah, it is. I mean, for the merchants that do want to participate, I mean, it's a great event.
It is.
And I mean, as you know, the weather gets a little bit warmer, I mean, the crowds come out. And you know, obviously the Eastern Shore Arts Center kind of spearheaded this event a long, mm-hmm. long time ago, but you know, they have an artist of the month that they preview at that night. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks to come out, listen to live music, kind of maybe have an opportunity to shop, you know, not during the daytime if mm-hmm. they're not able to get downtown. So you know, it's always been a great event. So
we're looking forward to reopening March. We think come March we should be able to reopen for our first Friday Art Walk. Right. And we also want to invite folks, we'll be open for all of the Fair Up nighttime parades you just talked about. So good place to come watch the parades with us.
Yes, it'd be a great place. And we've got this overhang to just in case it rains that you can stay out of. And if it's cold, well, you can stop in, sit down on the sofa and get warm. So
there you go.
Yes, so we invite everybody to come see us. Now, I got this handy dandy email with everything, events I should know about Fairhope, and also got the city sketches emailed to me. So how do folks, if they're not receiving it, how do they get that?
Yes, you can go to our website and sign up for the newsletter. Those are going out, I believe, weekly right now to kind of let folks know what's going on around town with city projects and different special events that we've got going on. Of course, there's always our City of Fairhope app that's free.
Yeah, I think I signed up for the via the app for
okay.
that.
Okay, and yeah, cool. You can also do that on the app as well and get signed up for notifications, street closures, special events, and you can kind of specify what you want to be notified for. So if you don't want to be inundated with everything, you can kind of pick and choose what you'd like to hear about. So mm-hmm. it's a great avenue to get information from us.
We like the app, don't we, Mark?
Yeah, we do. I've got the app on my phone, and it always tells me when there's a power outage or a water outage and such. I didn't realize that there was a notification for, hey, that this event is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we go through that to either go to the app or we go to the city's webpage to sign up for that?
Go to the app, I believe, and it can specify on there, you know, what kind of alert systems that you want to be signed up for. So, and also the newsletter we've got kind of includes a lot of that. If we've got stuff going on, like mm-hmm. next week with State of the City and our Arbor Day celebration, usually pushes that information out on the newsletter as well.
Okay,
so.
And the newsletter we can find via the app or the website?
Correct.
Okay.
And we'll also have information on that at State of the City, so you can come
and
see
pick
us
up
there.
A newsletter.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Just a little off topic, but since we were talking about the Gap and some of the other stuff. What's the story with the park and ride that we're going to have at the alley? The golf cart shuttle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shuttle. Okay, the shuttle. Yes. We do have an update on the shuttle.
Good question.
Yes. We, you know, the shuttle was purchased, and we did have it up and running for our Christmas season. However, I think the council did want that to be a volunteer position. So right now, we are kind of struggling to get some volunteers there. So I do have a part-time position that I'm going to we've got somebody to put in to pick the shuttle back up and get that up and running. So I'm hoping maybe with this next budget year we can get the council on board with getting us either a couple part-time positions to utilize that parking shuttle so we can get some folks parking in the parking deck and maybe even doing it before work hours, you know, up until, you know, folks are dining downtown. So, you know, we can get those employees to maybe park in the parking deck and mm-hmm. shuttle them to their businesses, or just get folks who are shopping around town to where they need to go.
Okay. Anything else, Paige?
I don't think so. I think that's
all right.
I think that covers everything. Okay.
Well, we are gearing up for a great season, a busy time of year.
I know.
With the state of the city, followed by Mardi Gras and arts and crafts.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori. Thank y'all very much.
Paige Crawford. Normally, the city department heads join us the first Wednesday of each month at 8:20. We made a slight rearrangement this month, and this will all be posted on the website if you'd like to tell a friend or listen later, WABF1480.com. I know you have